level of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You have no friends in the world after your horrible actions.
America's ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, addressing the Syrian leader, Bashar al-Assad, after Russia blocks another UN vote to condemn the Syrian government after last week's reported chemical gas attack on its people.
The days of your arrogance and disregard of humanity are over.
Assad tells the AFP news agency the attack never happened.
We don't have arsenal.
That's Assad in the interview saying he no longer has chemical weapons and the U.S. fabricated the story. The nation's newest Supreme Court justice actually gets down to work today as Neil Gorsuch has taken his place in the conference room, returning the high court to full strength at nine justices. He has just a few days to get ready for some oral arguments in over a dozen cases that will come before the court over the next few weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzyzol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zyzol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just one day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zyzol. Use as directed.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A lawyer for the man dragged from a United Airlines flight at O'Hare Airport a few days ago, just wrapping up a news conference. The daughter of David Dow, also there, announcing a lawsuit against the airline, as well as the city of Chicago. Meanwhile, U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat of Maryland, is working on legislation that would prevent a repeat of that incident. We get details on that from Sarah Jacobs.
Senator Van Hollen has written to his colleagues, inviting them to co-sponsor what he calls the Customers Not Cargo Act. The legislation would prohibit airlines from forcibly removing
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
You have no friends.
Is being readied. North Korea has conducted five nuclear tests since 2006. The latest could come on Saturday to mark the 105th anniversary of the birthday of state founder Kim Il-sung.
The Trump administration is now moving to build a nationwide deportation force that the president promised during last year's campaign. That's according to the Washington Post, which says a Department of Homeland Security assessment shows the department is talking with dozens of local law enforcement agencies that could be given such enforcement authority. About gang rape accusations at the university a few years ago, the agreement comes after a jury ruled last November that the magazine and the author of the article defamed former UVA Associate Dean Nicole Iramo. The U.S. Supreme Court finally returns to full strength effective today after working shorthanded for more than a year, as we hear from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Justice Neil Gorsuch will join his eight new colleagues in the conference room today. Gorsuch will only have a few days to get ready for oral arguments.
Says 37-year-old Joshua Smith is accused of driving a car in which the killer of 66-year-old Judge Raymond Miles fled in on Monday morning. Staples says the motive was robbery, and police believe Smith did not act alone. Miles was shot early Monday as he confronted the man who had just shot and wounded his girlfriend. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, 48 degrees. It's partly cloudy skies, zero chance of precipitation. Today is April 13th, Thursday, 2017. Mostly sunny, not as warm, with highs in the mid-60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, north winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the 60s. Chance of rain is 30%. Easter Sunday, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, much warmer with highs around 80. Mostly sunny on Monday, not as warm, highs in the 60s. Sunny 60 in Tuesday and partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, and around 60 degrees on Wednesday. Temperatures in our area, 48 in Raritan, 48 in Lebanon, 45 in Tewksbury, 50 up in Hampton, 44 down in Quakertown, 50 over in Kingwood. That's Good Morning Hunterdon and the Sun Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. One, two, three, four, five. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me jump in, please sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about together.
is being readied. North Korea has conducted 5 nuclear tests since 2006. The latest could come on Saturday to mark the 105th anniversary of the birthday of state founder Kim Il-sung.
The Trump administration is now moving to build a nationwide deportation force that the president promised during last year's campaign. That's according to the Washington Post, which says a Department of Homeland Security assessment shows the department is talking with dozens of local law enforcement agencies that could be given such enforcement authority. About gang rape accusations at the university a few years ago, the agreement comes after a jury ruled last November that the magazine and the author of the article defamed former UVA Associate Dean Nicole Iramo. The U.S. Supreme Court finally returns to full strength effective today after working shorthanded for more than a year, as we hear from correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Justice Neil Gorsuch will join his 8 new colleagues in the conference room today. Gorsuch will only have a few days to get ready for oral arguments.
Says 37-year-old Joshua Smith is accused of driving a car in which the killer of 66-year-old Judge Raymond Miles fled in on Monday morning. Staples says the motive was robbery, and police believe Smith did not act alone. Miles was shot early Monday as he confronted the man who had just shot and wounded his girlfriend. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
It's 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, 48 degrees. It's partly cloudy skies, zero chance of precipitation. Today is April 13th, Thursday, 2017. Mostly sunny, not as warm, with highs in the mid-60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, in the evening becoming light and variable. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, north winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Saturday, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the 60s, chance of rain is 30%. Easter Sunday, mostly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, much warmer with highs around 80. Mostly sunny on Monday, not as warm, highs in the 60s. Sunny 60 in Tuesday and partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of showers, and around 60 degrees on Wednesday. Temperatures in our area, 48 in Raritan, 48 in Lebanon, 45 in Tewksbury, 50 up in Hampton, 44 down in Quakertown, 50 over in Kingwood. That's Good Morning Hunterdon in the Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really bag you, my lord. To me, flirting is just like a sport. Anything fine, it's all good. Let me completely sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C here coming live. From the Hunter and Chamber of Commerce offices, we're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about together. Out and about. Going to school. Going to work. Running your errands. You need to be on the air. Over the wire. Because we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation. Produced by the Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. What's going on? I'm having a brain freeze today. Mama number 5, Thursday. Lou Bega. Wonder why we're playing that. We'll find out. Perhaps it's a birthday or something. It's 8:10. First thing to do is to get you some traffic. Find out what's going on our Hunter County roads. HARTT.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them. They'll send you alerts via email, which you can catch on your smartphone. You can also follow them on Twitter. Nothing seems to be working the way you expect it today. Amazing. Let's go, guy. There we go. Thank you. All right. Incident on 78 eastbound. Came out 7:42 this morning. It's in Summit near exit 48. A debris spill west of 48. Summit right lane is blocked. So if you're traveling eastbound, you might be experiencing some trouble. I also have a quick article here by Craig Turpin of NJ.com that's letting us know that 78, the Route 22 ramp to westbound East Interstate 78 will be closed from 4 a.m. to noon on Thursday. So if you're traveling westbound and want to get on to 78 via 22, that there's an emergency repair going on from 4 a.m. to noon today. From the State New Jersey of Transportation, they indicated that yesterday. The work is expected to be completed by the afternoon and will require a local detour. Here are the details about the detours. Drivers on westbound Route 22 will be directed to bear right and take the Annandale exit onto Beaver Avenue, Route 626. They will continue on Beaver Avenue, making a left onto Old Highway 22 for Route 22, Interstate 78, Route 31, south before continuing on Old Highway 22 back onto westbound Route 22, Interstate 78. So be on the lookout for that. That is Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, so what is on HuntingChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We have Michelle Heide coming on at 8:30, and she'll talk about the markets and what's happening down there. The rest of the show, the first hour anyway, is some news. We're going to review a little bit about what Al Ward talked about with me on Monday. So we'll get that out there. And a couple other things that might be of interest, including perhaps the scuttlebutt that's going on in Reddington and White House with regard to low-income housing and the multiple meetings that are happening there. At 9 o'clock, I have Joe Peters from Weikert Realtors coming in. I sent Joe an article a couple days ago indicating that the world is changing in the world of real estate, and it was correlating pretty interestingly with what Joe was telling me recently. The two items that are coming up is that millennials are becoming the potentially largest group of home buyers, despite the fact that we've been told for quite some time that they were not interested in being home buyers, that they were interested in being renters. But somehow, some way, the American dream creeps into just about out everybody's psyche. The other thing they were talking about was financing for those types of purchases, and so we'll talk with Joe about that. But what was really also interesting was that the article also talked about the fact that the supply, the inventory of old homes, used homes, pre-owned homes, is drying up, which means it's becoming a seller's market. I want to correlate all that with Joe. And I spoke with Joe a couple days ago, and he also told me he's got some other items that that article's completely missing or doesn't or leaves out completely. And so I want to talk to Joe about that. So we'll get Joe on here, learn all about his profession, his expertise, and learn about his opinion on that article. At 11 o'clock, Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. JT and the Bookworm come on and they talk about the library. I had Jennifer on Tuesday and she was telling me all about some of the library. It's National Library Week, so they'll be celebrating that and talking all about the events that have taken place so far and everything else that might be going on at the library, not only right now, but in the near future. Jim Gano, taking care of businesses on from noon to one. Jim brings all his insight, information. He pretty much wears his job on his sleeve and brings all his expertise and all of his experiences to you from noon to one to let you know what it's like to run a business, run a franchise in Flemington. And many of those things translate to just about any business. So Jim brings all those pieces of information, those little nuggets to you to help you run your business better. Spotlight on Hunterdon, it talks about all the different programs and news and events that are going on in Hunterdon County by Wyatt. He calls it the intern corner. At 3 to 4, it's Teachable Moments of Business, and that's Vicki Lynn Morgan. She brings all her expertise as a business coach to help you understand and learn about events that she's experienced, and again, provides you with those experiences as learning lessons for you to avoid those pitfalls or to take on those characteristics so that you are successful. That's the entire HuntingChamber.com lineup. It's all there in the HuntingChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Running Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingChamber.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Good morning, Hunterton. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterton kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterton County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterton, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Time for celebration observances for the week and the day from BrandyLocks.com. National Dental Hygienist Week finishes up tomorrow. National Robotics Week finishes up on the 16th. Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week and National Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week finishes up on the 15th. Holy Week finishes up on the 15th. National Library Week, a library show is on today with Jim and Jennifer. National Public Safety Telecommunicators 911 Operators Week finishes up on the 15th. National Student Employment Week. Students are going to start looking for summer jobs. You might want to start getting a head start. Pan American Week. International Dark Sky Week finishes up tomorrow. Next week we have International Wildlife Film Week. National Park Week. Coin Week. National Karaoke Week. National Pet ID Week. National Paperboard Packaging Week. Animal Cruelty Human Violence Awareness Week. National Occupational Healthy Nursing Week. Safe Kids Week. Cleaning for a Reason Week. Consumer Awareness Week. So all that's going to be there. For today, well, let's see what's going on.
You look familiar.
It is Scrabble Day. It's Thomas Jefferson Day. Celebrate Teen Literature Day. Make Lunch Count Day. For tomorrow, it's American Fancy Rat and Mouse Day. Children with Alopecia Day. Dictionary Day. International Moment of Laughter Day. National Dolphin Day. National Pecan Day. Pan American Day. Pathologist Assistant Day. World Marbles Day. And National Ex-Spouse Day. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day. From BrownieLocks.com, pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and it's not exactly a huge smile on your face, but it does relieve some of the issues that we've been going through for the most part. It's kind of an FYI, though. 12 counties, drought warning lifted in 12 New Jersey counties, but still active in two. And so Len Melsergo of NJ Advanced Media of NJ.com reports that all the rain and snow that made a mess of many trips for commuters the last few months has had one big effect. It ended the severe drought conditions in most of New Jersey. The heavy precipitation has replenished most of the state's biggest reservoirs, prompting the State Department of Environmental Protection to officially lift the drought warning Wednesday that had been placed on 12 counties since October of 2016. A drought warning, however, remains in place for two counties that are still struggling to get their major drinking water supplies back to normal levels. That would be Somerset and Hunterdon. So it's not as bitter. It's kind of bittersweet. A return of soaking and well-timed precipitation over the winter and early spring has resulted in steady improvements in our drought conditions for most of the state, DEP Commissioner Bob Martin said in a statement released Wednesday afternoon. In particular, storage levels in the major reservoir systems that serve the densely populated portions of northern New Jersey are at full capacity entering the time of year when water demands peak. Two key reservoirs in central Jersey, Round Valley and Spruce Run, both remain below normal capacity, the DEP said on Wednesday. Round Valley is at about 72% capacity and Spruce Run is about 69% capacity, mainly because those areas receive less rain and snow than other areas of the state. With a drought warning still active in Hunterdon and Somerset, the DEP has the authority to take steps to conserve billions of gallons of water in those two big reservoirs. Both are operated by the New Jersey Water Supply Authority, which says Round Valley and Spruce Run are usually at 94% of their capacity in early April. Martin signed an administrative order on Wednesday lifting the drought warning status in Bergen, Essex, Hudson, Mercer, Middlesex, Monmouth, Morris, Ocean, Passaic, Sussex, Union, and Warren counties. It also cancels the drought watch that has been in effect in Burlington, Camden, Gloucester, and Salem counties. The major New Jersey environmental group is questioning whether the DEP's actions on Wednesday were premature. We are concerned about the DEP's releasing the drought warning too soon. We're entering warmer months and the growing season, said Jeff Tittle, director of New Jersey Sierra Club. Last year, they lifted it prematurely, and we ended up back in a drought in a couple of months. It was made worse because they didn't conserve water beforehand, Tittle said in a statement released on Wednesday. We are concerned because our state's largest reservoir is well below normal, and our groundwater levels are still very low. We also have not adapted our drought rating warning system for climate change and changing weather patterns. Nature may determine the amount of rain, he said, but government policies can make droughts worse. Even though most areas of New Jersey now have normal water supply conditions, the DEP commissioner is asking homeowners and business owners to continue water conservation efforts, especially when watering lawns and landscaping, which accounts for a significant portion of water use in the spring and summer. Sierra Club agrees residents should continue conserving as much water as possible, especially now that we are heading into the primary growing season. It'd be interesting to know what the real percentage of Round Valley and Spruce Run are. They don't tell you that. It could be like 93%. It could be 60%. We don't know. So it would be nice to know what that is all about. And the other thing that's kind of unusual is Spruce Run and Round Valley really don't supply a lot of our water. They supply other counties and towns with water. So we're in a drought condition by reflection of what's going on with Round Valley and Spruce Run. But we don't necessarily feel the effects of that as much. But they did say that our groundwater is low as well. Anyway, kind of a little bittersweet. Not exactly the vitamin C we're looking for today, but nonetheless, news that we need to cover. That's vitamin C for today. Celebrity birthdays from the old disc jockey almanac.com for April 13th, 2017. Ariane Reinhardt is 23 from Noah. The Amazing Spider-Man Hannah Marks is 24. The Big Bang Theory Emma Dengerstedt is 25. Good Luck Charlie Jordan Nichols is 25. From Condemned Dylan Penn is 26. We the Party, Harrison Knight is 26. Actress and Girls, Allison Williams is 29. From Sleepover, Callie Flynn Childress is 29. Chicago Meds, Roland Buck III is 29. True Story, Genevieve Engelson is 30. Little Girls in Pretty Boxes, Courtney Peldon is 36. From Teachers, Kate Lambert is 36. Sorry, Kate. 37th birthday of Kelly Gillidish from Law & Order. From My Boys, Kyle Howard is 39. James Dean, actress in James Dean, Valentina Servi is 41. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Glenn Howerton is 41. From Ray, Bokeem Woodbine is 44. Godzilla's Marcy T. House is 45. From Copland, Alexandra Addy is 46. Last Resort's Dina Corzin is 46. Silver Spoon's Rick Schroeder, 47. 300, actor Andrew Plevin, 49. From the Eagles, Simon Paisley Day is 50. 51st birthday of Andy Wyman from Death at a Funeral. Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Caroline Rhea is 53. Gremlins 2, The New Batch, Paige Hanna is 53. Davis Love III is 53 today. World Chess Champion Garry Kasparov is 54. From, or the singer of, The Rewrite and Voices in Anastasia, Liz Calloway is 56. Actress in Miami Vice, Sandra Santiago is 60. From cartoon voices, Gary Kroger is 60 of Dilbert. Mr. Deeds, Eric Avari is 65. E Street Band drummer Max Weinberg is 66. R&B singer Peebo Bryson is 66. Doctor Who, Peter Davison, 66. Hand of God's Ron Perlman, 67. The Shawshank Redemption, William Sadler, 67. Al Green is 71. Leave It to the Beaver, Tony Dow is 72. Conductor of Gonna Fly Now, Bill Conti is 75. Chambers Brothers lead singer, Lester Chambers, 77. Actor in Goodfellas, Paul Sorvino. He's 78 today. Gandhi, Edward Fox is 80. The Carol Burnett Show, Lyle Waggoner is 82. Twilight Zone, the movie, Doug McGrath is 82. And producer-director of Singing in the Rain, Stanley Donen is 93 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting. Right after this, we'll talk to Michelle.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid.
you, fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We agree that North Korea has to be denuclearized.
Perhaps one of the few things that Washington and Moscow agree on following yesterday's meetings between Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the Russian Foreign Minister and President Vladimir Putin. That, as it appears, North Korea is getting ready to stage a nuclear test, perhaps this weekend. Sworn in a couple of days ago, he's already a Supreme Court justice, but today will be the first day of actual work on the court for Neil Gorsuch.
Gorsuch will only have a few days to get ready for oral arguments in more than a dozen cases coming before the court over the next 2 weeks.
That's Mark Mayfield, a man suspected of fatally shooting a Border Patrol agent near the Mexican border in Arizona in 2010, has been arrested, according to Fox News, that says he was taken into custody during a joint U.S.-Mexico task force raid. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers? The name's Nigel. I'm a well-educated owl, therefore well-versed in the difference between what's wise and unwise. Talking like a pirate on a job interview. Unwise. Using Nuzyzol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms. Quite wise. In a clinical study, 90% of allergy sufferers who use Zyzol felt powerful 24-hour relief after just 1 day. So for continuous allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take Nuzyzol. Use as directed.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The passenger dragged off a United Airlines flight over the weekend after refusing to make room for commuting United crew members is signaling he's going to sue the airline over it, filing a bill of discovery yesterday that demands the airline preserve and protect any evidence related to that incident.
United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz spoke about the incident on ABC's Good Morning America.
The first thing I think is important to say is to apologize to Dr. Dow.
Munoz went on to say it'll never happen again on a United Airlines flight.
That's correspondent Sharon Reed. Meanwhile, CEO Munoz is canceling a scheduled speech in Florida before the World Affairs Council today in the midst of this public relations fiasco. A Republican congressman says White House Press Chief Sean Spicer, quote, needs to go. Colorado Representative Mike Kaufman makes the remarks at a town hall meeting last night in Denver, a couple of days after Spicer says Syria's chemical weapons attack on civilians was worse than anything Adolf Hitler did. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn for Need.Gold. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. And boy, have I been rewarded. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, Need.Gold, will forever change the way gold is sold. Need.Gold is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. It's a secret market of gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 877-NEED-GOLD, toll-free 877-NEED-GOLD. Need gold or go to need.gold.
President Trump has a White House meeting yesterday with the NATO Secretary General, as we hear from USA's Joe Gomez.
In a pivot from rhetoric on the campaign trail, Trump also declared his support for the organization.
This enduring partnership is rooted out of so many different things, but our common security is always number one.
There are reports that Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon, may be on his way out of the White House. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Trump called Bannon a guy who works for me, also saying that he's his own strategist.
Why is SeaWorld San Diego getting rid of its well-known summertime fireworks displays? Well, here's the answer from Jason Campadonia.
SeaWorld is making room for its new summertime nighttime extravaganza called Electric Ocean. The fireworks show is being dropped because over the years, the park has been fielding multiple complaints about noise, debris, and scared pets. The new attraction will transform the park into an underwater world with blue lighting, music, entertainment, and a dance club. The fireworks are not completely gone, though. The park will use them during 3-day holiday weekends and special events.
And where in the world is Bill O'Reilly? Well, he's He's vacationing in Italy this week with plans to visit the Vatican. That after O'Reilly loses dozens of advertisers after news broke that $13 million has been paid out to settle sexual harassment claims by former Fox News workers and contributors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's time for the investment update with Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates. And she's on the phone with me. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. A little cooler this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
It's still nice. The trees are definitely starting to pop out the flowers.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
Yep. No, can't complain. I was just relaying to everybody that aside from Hunterdon and Somerset counties, all the counties now are out of a drought warning. The drought has been lifted, but Hunterdon's still in one.
So, wow, but, interesting. With all that rain.
We got plenty of rain in the last couple of weeks. The thing is that when you get 5 inches of rain in a week, it doesn't soak into the ground.
I say it doesn't do anything. Exactly. Yeah.
So.
Oh boy.
All right. Thursday. What's going on with our markets today?
Well, this morning so far the markets are, it's not like a broken record. The markets are relatively flat this morning. Flat to a little bit lower. We had Trump making some comments that U.S. currency is getting quote-unquote too strong, so the dollar remains under pressure. We just had some economic data coming off the press. We had 234,000 U.S. weekly jobless claims versus the 245,000 estimated.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had March producer price index falling 0.1% in March. They were expecting a flat reading there. If we take a look around, gold is at a five-month high. Gee, I wonder why. Probably has something to do with some of the uncertainty going around in terms of what I've mentioned the past couple of days as far as Syria and North Korea and the conversations going on with Russia. When we take a look at corporate earnings, we had a slew of financials reporting this morning. So we had Citigroup coming in, beating expectations. They came in at $1.35 a share versus $1.24 a share expected. We had J.P. Morgan coming out at $1.65 versus $1.52. PNC was 13 cents above. And then we also had Wells Fargo coming in just a couple pennies above. So their shares are actually currently sliding a bit this morning since they did report a slight drop in their profit. But all in all, it looks like so far J.P. Morgan, stellar first quarter, strong revenue, similar story with some of the other financials. So that's all positive for that particular sector. When we take a look at other sectors, I know that Pier 1, who recently did some store closings across the U.S., actually came in expecting a steeper-than-expected current quarter loss. So they're continuing to try and figure out how to make some adjustments to start improving their bottom line. And then we had good old Hostess Brands announcing that they are going to be having a secondary stock offering coming in at $15.25 a share, which was about 20 cents lower than where the stock closed yesterday. So, let's see. As mentioned, the U.S. futures, right now the Dow futures down about 25, S&P down 4, NASDAQ down 7. We have European markets currently trading lower. And overseas, we had, things were relatively flat. But here in the U.S., we are entering a three-day weekend because the market is closed yesterday. The market is closed tomorrow, even though we will have some economic data that still comes out from the government tomorrow, but the markets will be closed. So we'll see, typically going into a three-day weekend, you don't see a whole lot of movement one way or another. So we'll see where we end up. But the past 2 days have been a little bit in the red. We'll see if we can at least eke out a little bit of a gain. So we'll see.
Yeah. And some of the people are already taking today off, so it might even be a low-volume day anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So.
All righty. We got it all good. So we still got the uncertainty, and like you said, and Korea's making us a little bit anxious.
Yes.
But I have a feeling that's going to unfortunately evolve to something pretty ugly but swift.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Exactly. exactly. Yeah.
Very well.
Yep.
All right. So, and Trump's worried about the dollar getting too strong already, huh?
Exactly.
Against the when they say that it's getting too strong, it's typically against the yen, right? Or it's against the euro as well.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, Japan's got their issues as well, but they've just been trying to scratch out of their 10-year recession. So
exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you have a great 3-day weekend, and
you too.
We'll take the next days off, and then we'll talk to you again on Monday.
All right. You have a great weekend as well. I guess I start getting my act together. I somehow raised my hand to host Easter for everyone.
Oh, congratulations.
But it'll be a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, it's going to be warm, so you might have to have the windows open. And
exactly. I say we might have to have Easter dinner out on the deck.
You might. Well, the possible thunderstorms. So
well,
how about that?
Okay.
When's the last time you were worried about thunderstorms on Easter?
I know, right? Exactly.
Yeah, I still remember as a kid, my parents still have pictures. It might have been late earlier, but on Easter we had 7 inches of snow.
Wow.
I remember still those photos. So we were shoveling out to try and get to church and everything like that. So crazy.
Right. Oh,
and now thunderstorms. So.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. Very well.
Very interesting.
Have a great Easter. And,
talk again on Monday.
We'll talk again on Monday. Perhaps the Easter Bunny will deliver us something good. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe and Michelle do the Something's About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. You can catch the rewind with Kathleen McQuiggan from PAX Elevate Index Fund and her discussion about business equality and gender equality, and also making sure that women are financially literate so that they can make sure that they're making the right financial decisions for themselves and not being supported by or led by a spouse or a partner. One of the things that shocked me when they talked on that show was that 80% of women, females, pass away single, which implies that they have been single, obviously, prior to being passing away, and they had to manage their own finances. Now, many of them, she didn't give the statistic, probably were married at one time. And so at some point, the male obviously passes away, and the wife, the spouse, is left to figure out the finances later on. So it's in everybody's best interest, including the wife, the female, the spouse, to be aware of all of the financial decisions so that when, most likely statistically, when the husband passes away, the wife can make sure she's got everything covered. It's very important. So Kathleen McQuiggan will be the last keynote speaker, the final keynote speaker of the Women's 8th Women's Summit that will take place up at Hawk Point on April 25th in the morning till the afternoon. Please sign up, register with the Huntington Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a few minutes.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me. Brand new. I want to spend.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon and HuntingChamber.com. Couple of items to go over in the news that we want to check out. Three hospitals are the safest in New Jersey. This is on NJ.com, according and updated on April 12th by Susan K. Livio of NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com. She says, patients are less likely to develop an infection, get the wrong medication, or fall inside a New Jersey hospital than they were a year ago, according to the latest national report card released on Wednesday that ranked the state 15 best for protecting patients from harm. Of the 68 hospitals evaluated by the Leapfrog Group, a nonprofit health care watchdog organization, 27 earned an A and 20 earned a B, up from 2 and 5 hospitals respectively since the last report issued in the fall. These are 7 fewer C's and just 3 D's, the same number since the last report, Leapfrog said. Quote, since we launched the Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade in 2012, our goal was to alert consumers to the hazards involved in a hospital stay and help them choose the safest option, said Lee Binder, Leapfrog's president and CEO. So far, we have been pleased with the increase in public awareness and the hospital's commitment to solving the problems of preventable medical errors, which kill about 1,000 people a day in America, Binder said. We need to accelerate the pace of change.